प्रियासोऽयं कृष्णः सहचरी कुरुक्षेत्रमिलिता अन्तताहं शारदं तदिदम् उभयो सङ्गसुखं तथापि अन्ता केलन् मधुरमुरली पञ्चं मजुषे मनो मे कलिन्दी पुलिना विपिनाय स्पृहायति
আমি বলছি যে সে মহাপ্রভু যে করতেন রূপ গোস্বামী বলেছি রূপ গোস্বামী বলা আচ্ছা তো বলো
यसो मारहरस एव वरस्ता एव चैत्राक्षपस तेजोन्मीलितमालती सुरभया प्रौढा कदम्बानि वा स चैवास्मि तथापि तत्र सुरतव्यापारलीलाविधौ प्रेवारोधसि वेतसि तरुतले
चैतसमुत्कण्ठ
No problem.
First, this slok, then Rupa Goswami.
We told.
Second.
Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tathaham Saradha Tadidam Abhayo Sangam Sukham Tathapyanta Kelana Madhura Murali Pancha Majushe Mano Me Kalindi Pulina Vipinayas Prahayati.
I remember but forget. So I left. No need. What should we?
Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Saradha Tadidam Ubayor Sangame Sukham Tadapi Antakelan Madura Murali Panchama Juse Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Sprihayati.
Thank you to remember. In this age, very hard to remember new thing.
আমি তো এই বয়সে শ্লোক মুখস্থ করে না দেখি তো
এখন আর করি
না
মুখস্থ করেছি ভুলে গিয়েছি ওইটা দেখি নূতন আর আমি করি না ছেড়ে দিয়েছি যথেষ্ট ভেরি গুড হোয়াট মিনিং
Srimati Radhika, she is telling her Sakhi, after she has met Krishna in Kurukshetra, she says, Oh Sakhi, today that very same Krishna and I am Radhika, we met today in Kurukshetra and there was happiness. But my mind, my heart is always yearning to be in Vrindavan at the banks of Yamuna. Where Krishna is playing very beautifully on the fifth note of his Murari. In that situation, my mind is always yearning to be there.
You?
So when in Rathiyatra, when Mahaprabhu was dancing in Rathiyatra, he said one shlok, but nobody could understand except for Swarup Damodar and Sri Rupa Goswami. So Sri Rupa Goswami composed a parallel shlok so that we could understand the mood of Radhika that Mahaprabhu was experiencing. So Radharani is telling her Sakhis that, oh, even though I met with Sri Krishna today after such a long time, and the meeting was so nice, so pleasurable, even so, I still yearn to meet with Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, by the bank of the Yamuna in the Kunja, where Krishna is playing the fifth note on his Morali.
Rupa Goswami is telling to Mahaprabhu the verse Mahaprabhu spoke, Rupa Goswami is writing so that everyone can understand what Mahaprabhu's mood is being experienced. So he says, I am that same Radha and he is Krishna and we are meeting still in Kurukshetra, but that And there is even some happiness in meeting. Sangam Sukham is there. But still, my mind wants to go back to Vrindavan and take you with me so that you can play this fifth note on your flute and I can be with you and meet with you in the Kunja on the bank of Yamuna.
What is the purpose?
Two things in this verse, very important. One is that in Vrindavan, why Vrindavan is so special? Because there in Vrindavan, the intensity of the loving exchange with the Lord and the gopis, especially Radhika, are the topmost, most high intensity of love exchange. Nowhere else that is experienced. And the second thing that's important about the verse is that when Mahaprabhu, during Mahaprabhu's last 12 years, he was like a crazy man from experiencing separation from the Lord. So when he would see Lord Jagannath, he would sometimes say this verse, which was from, I don't know the name of the poet. The mundane poet about loving exchange, about how the lover is yearning for the time when they first were youths and they were meeting in secret. And there was such intensity in that loving exchange. So when the Lord said that verse, only Rupa Goswami Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, the only ones could understand the real meaning of what Mahaprabhu was saying and experiencing. So then when Mahaprabhu realized that Rupa Goswami was understanding his mood, he embraced him, and then he gave him some special mercy so that he could spread bhakti and preach bhakti, because he could understand the mood of Mahaprabhu. He could understand his mind. So at that time, Mahaprabhu blessed him with some speciality so that he could explain the moods.
He composed that song. Then.
If not a slok nohar, Parpat, what he was?
I know the slok a little bit, but...
slok, you do?
Something. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra militas tattaham saradatta idam uvayo sangamana sukham tatapi antakela madura murali panchama juse manome kalindi pulina vipaniya
spriha.
So the purpose of this book, it is written in Pajavali of Rupa Goswami, and it describes that when Sri Radhika was meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra, the first slok is explaining that when she met him, then she was remembering Krishna in Vrindavan, where on the rays of the moonlight that they were meeting and they had so much good time there. But now she is meeting him in Kurukshetra. So when Mahaprabhu was dancing at the Ratha Yatra, then he was remembering, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, he was remembering this instance. So he is reciting that slok, but except for Swarup Damodar, also Rupa Goswami, who came for 1 year to Ratha Yatra, he understood Mahaprabhu's mood. So he went home and he wrote it down on the palm leaf, and he put that palm leaf on the top of his roof, and he was going to take bath. Then when Mahaprabhu came to meet him, he saw the leaf and then he was reading that slok, and Mahaprabhu was so much amazed and astonished that Rupa Goswami, Rupa, was understanding his mood. And then he blessed Rupa by imbibing with all this knowledge to preach the mission, his inner moods all over. So the shlok is explaining that Radhika is telling that, oh, to her sakis, that, oh, sakis, that now after so many years of separation, I'm meeting my Priyanath, my Krishna. I'm that same Radha at the Kurukshetra, field of Kurukshetra. I'm that same Radha, and he's the same Krishna. And it's very, very nice to meet him, but although my heart is really not happy to be here, there's so much opulence, so many elephants, horses, army, and so many things, and family members, especially the queens. So we cannot freely meet as we are doing in Vrindavan. So I'm inviting, I wanted Krishna to come in the heart, in my heart, which is none different from Vrindavan. Take him on the chariot and bring him back to Vrindavan. There I can please him in all way, and he can be so happy. And he can play on his Murali flute again. He can put on his peacock feather, and he can play the fifth note, which is attracting everyone in Vrindavan. On the banks of the Jamuna, we can spend time in the Kunjas, and we can serve and please Krishna really to his heart's desire, because we know Krishna is not happy being here in Kurukshetra. He really wants to be in Vrindavan, so we'll want to bring him back.
Very good.
Amazing. Better than Madhav Maharaj.
Special question.
Priya
Swayam Krishna Sahachari in this slok.
Oh, she explained so.
Priya Swayam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita in this slok. Radhika's mood is hidden here. In Bhagavatam, Radhika's mood not vividly someone can understand. If someone want to know Radhika's mood, have
come tomorrow, you should bring.
Okay.
If someone want to know Radhika's mood, then have to look through Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, being Krishna, absorbed in Radhika's mood. He tested all these things and he showed the whole world the supremacy of Srimati Radhika. When Mahaprabhu during Ras dance, Rath Yatra, and it was in like gopis, especially Radhika meet in Krishna in Kurukshetra during solar eclipse, same mood is here in Rath Yatra. Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra dancing and uttering one mundane slok from either Kabba Prakash or Sahitya Darpan. What is Mahaprabhu's mood? Sarupadamu understood that mood. But by chance, by the causeless mercy of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami was present that year, and he understood Mahaprabhu's mood, and he composed parallel slok. And always he used to be in Haridas Thakur. The rule was Haridas, among three, Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they never go to Jagannath temple. So when Mahaprabhu used to go for darshan, on the way back, he used to meet with them, who will be there. After that, he used to go back to Gambhira. So Rupa Goswami Pad composed the slok and put under the rooftop, and he went to take rooftop and he went to take bath in the ocean. When Mahaprabhu came, Rupa Goswami was not present there, only Haridas Thakur was there. Rupa Goswami came and did Sastanga Pranam. Then Mahaprabhu slapped him on his back. Then told, how you knew my heart? Then he embraced him. And Mahaprabhu told to Swarup Damodar Prabhu, how Rupa knew my heart? Then Swarup Damodar Prabhu told, that means you bestow your mercy, then none can understand. Then Mahaprabhu, yes. He met with me in Prayag when I, on the way back of, from Vrindavan to Nilachal, seeing him that he is very qualified, he is recipient of my mercy, then I inspired in his heart, and all of you inspire in him. So here Radhika is telling what Mahaprabhu is telling in this, that Krishna and Radhika both met in Kurukshetra. Radhika is telling on his, to his Sakhi, Priya Swayam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milito Sakhi, that I and Krishna meet in Kurukshetra. And Tatham sa Radha Tadam Uhayo Sangha Sukham. He is same Krishna, I am same Radha. And there is some pleasure in for meeting both each other. Tatha Panta Khelan Madhura Murali Panchama Juse Maname Kalindi Purina Vipinayas Priyati. Although he has some pleasure here, but my mind not happy here. Why not because I want that Krishna will be in Vrindavan in Kunja and play on his flute in fifth note. Why so? Because they are everything depend on place, time and circumstances. When Krishna is Vrindavan, then he is Navakishore Natavar Gopavesh Venukar. And here he is dressed in as a warrior.
No flute.
Not flute here, no peacock feather, not Natavar bass, no nothing. So I want that he must be in Braj and dressed like in Navakishore Natavar and Gopavesh Venukar, and in the Kunja, then my mind will be happy. Why so? Because Krishna like that. I want to make happy more than anyone. So I want Krishna will be there. I'll meet it there, then it will be best. So Mahaprabhu telling this.
Whole history.
Yeah,
happy. Whole Chaitanya, Chaitanya.
If you not give the analogy, then how it will be clear?
Yes, oh no, that fact. Yeah.
Not 3 W.
Nothing new. Anyhow, good.
Ek prashn hai,
लौकिक
काव्यों से क्या रस भी आस्वादन कर सकते हैं जैसे महाप्रभु
सादृश्य जगत कृष्ण का प्रेम कैसा है जब तक कोई उदाहरण नहीं दिया जाएगा नहीं समझ में आएगा तो उस समय जागतिक कोई उदाहरण दिया जाता है किंतु वो ठीक परफेक्ट नहीं है बहुत परफेक्ट हो ही नहीं सकता है कोई भी वर्ड नहीं है जगत का जो उसको तब समझ लेना चाहिए जैसे एक जाति है हमारे भारतवर्ष में जिसको संथाल कहते हैं
सावताल
मैं वहां पर बहुत दिनों तक था संथाल लोग ठीक वैसा ही एक पुरुष बीच में खड़ा हो जाता है और तरह तरह के वाद्य स्त्रियां सब लेकर के उसको चारों तरफ से घेर लेती हैं दे सराउंड और तब वो कीर्तन करती हैं तो कभी आगे जाती हैं कभी पीछे जाती हैं कभी पुरुष गान करता है कभी ये गान करती हैं वो ठीक कुछ रास लीला जैसा है कह दिया किंतु वैसा गान वैसा वाद्य वैसा नित्य यह क्या संभव है राग रागनी कितना जानती हैं इसलिए परफेक्ट कोई उदाहरण राधा जी सुंदरी हैं उनका मुखारविंद चंद्र जैसा है क्या चंद्र जैसा कुछ अच्छा लगता है क्या लगता है स्त्रियों का मुख तो बहुत सुंदर होता है
We need translation, Gurudev.
I took a translator.
We cannot, Chandra cannot attract so much as ladies. Anyone does not want to marry with
Moon.
Chandra or lady, beautiful lady. But it has been told that Radha ji ka Mukharvind Chandra jaisa hai. Second, first slope. पंचम जुसे मीन्स मुरली पंचम जुसे
सारे ग म प
फिफ्थ नोट बट वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड
सो
इट मीन्स दैट कृष्ण वाज सिंगिंग ऑन फिफ्थ
यस
And gopis were singing?
Seventh.
Last. And Krishna then?
Could not reach there.
Oh.
Sadhu.
And they were dancing so much. So all the Ras Leela mood is in this sloka. Pancham.
Pancham, you say.
Krishna singing, gopis dancing. Gopis singing, Krishna dancing.
Gurudev, here it says the Murali flute. Krishna has different flutes. What is the specific thing about the Murali flute?
Murali? Mm.
The flute.
Murali flute that I told. Murali has so many tunes.
Oh.
In fifth, Krishna can go.
Not higher.
Not higher. With a flute.
And on full flute. Okay. And gopis can go. Seven. Then Krishna told, oh,
sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Have to know more details, have to go Jaiva Dharma. Then what is Venu, what is Murali, what is Bangsi, details in there. Sweet glass, sweet glass.
Yeah. Prabhu wants to know. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, Gurudev.
We can ask tomorrow.
We can ask now.
No, ask tomorrow because tomorrow we'll be doing that slow.
Oh.
Here's how we can taste Ras, even though this is worldly
home. In the world, there's no other thing. There's some similarity out there. Like beyond the yoga, spend the sun in the slow.
Yeah.
Give us the same.
Oh, okay.
Uripan, which is like an Uripan.
Yeah, this is Uripan or something. This is like...
Oh, what are them that?
Which is
our great student, Krishna, which is our great student.